You're listening to Season 3 of On Our Best Behavior. This is Kelly, and I just wanted to thank you for your continued support. You can also support us by going to the link in any of our bios and subscribing to our link tree. You can also purchase an On Our Best Behavior sticker for $5. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to On Our Best Behavior. I'm Mac and I'm here with...
It's me, Kelly! How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, how's your week been?
It's been good.
What's new?
Yeah, about that one.
About that? Nothing new in high school?
I mean...
New friends? New girls?
Nope.
New lunches? Homework?
No homework.
Nothing?
No. I don't know, I gotta think about it, I don't know.
You know, you've had all week to live it. You got nothing?
Not really, no.
I've had a boring week, too. I had really nothing either. I've just been on the grind at work with no days off. And I've had a kind of a bad week at work. Kind of a bad week. One of my friends has got something going on that is real sad. So I've been kind of dealing with that inside. The only fun thing I did is on Wednesday, I went out to girlfriend dinner. We went and got Mexican.
Oh, yeah.
And then... Emily and I went and played trivia after that at this brewery called Torg, and it was super fun. So that's about all I got. I was just really trying to get through this week, waiting for it to be the weekend so I could just do whatever I wanted. Nothing. Just chill.
I know, same.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just, I know you were super excited to stay up late last night and sleep in this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you've been having to get up super early to go to high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a late start on Monday.
No.
You're not excited about that? You can sleep in a little bit.
No, I'd rather just, no. I don't like that. I'd rather just get it over with.
It's still shorter. You don't have to go an extra hour longer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, then yeah, I'm good with that.
Why would you be against that? All right. Well, today we have a special guest with us, and it is AJ.
Oh, I was going to say that, but okay.
What up, AJ?
What's up, guys?
So,
what's up?
AJ, I'm going to let you give your version of who you are, do your little introduction, how we know you and how you know us and how we know each other, I guess. And yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's AJ. I'm short for Anthony. I get it from my dad because I'm a junior. I know Kelly, Justin, and Mackie from... just from basketball, really. It's where it all started. Because back in middle school, I was, like, pretty good. Like, one of the better kids, like, in my grade. But I just never just had the courage to go, like, actually play on a team. Like, I've always been, like, scared to. That's why I, like, kind of, like, waited off until I was in high school. But, you know, Justin kind of, like, you know, put some info in and, like, made me, you know, want to join the team. And then after that, like, we just got closer and closer because he was bringing me to, like, you know, practice and stuff like that. And then he introduced me to the family. And then after that, we just kind of just created like a stronger bond over and over, like just hanging out, just doing whatever, going out to eat, you know, just things like that, holidays. Like, it's how we kind of got to know each other. I attend a regional high school right now. I'm from Anoka, though. I'll probably be back over there next trimester's first try right now.
Boop, boop.
But yeah, it kind of concludes me a little bit. I like to play basketball a lot. I'm a senior right now. Looking for a big season. And yeah.
All right, which we're excited about all of those things. All right, so I'm just going to kind of piggyback on that, and I want to tell you my recollection of how we know each other and how we've gotten to this point. So we, Justin, Mackie, and I consider you our family. I consider you my son. Mackie calls you his brother. And it all started for, and I don't even know if you've ever heard my version of this story, but Mackie was in soccer, and you were in like sixth grade, Mac, and you were in eighth grade, but we didn't know you. And Mackie was playing like soccer. We were at his practice, Justin and I, and it was at Adrenaline. And if you've ever been to Adrenaline, right next to the soccer fields is like basketball courts. And so Justin was always like, oh, I want to see who's hooping over there, you know, whatever, whatever. And I remember, like, he saw you, and he's like, oh, I think this is that kid, AJ. I've heard a lot of kids talk about him. He's really good, but he doesn't play. And he's like, I'm going to go over there and talk to him. And I'm like, don't be creepy. Like, come on. Like, that's kind of weird. He's like, I'm going over there. And I'm like, okay. So he was gone for a long time, and finally he came back, and I'm like, how did it go? And he's like, really good. I think I'm going to get him to play. And I got his mom's phone number, and I'm going to call her and talk to her. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I do remember this. That's literally exactly like the first like time I've ever like seen him and spoke to him.
Did you know who he was?
No, I didn't. I just knew like of him because like, you know, like all my friends in eighth grade at the time, like Christian and, you know, just all of them in general, like they just like talk about it and like they try to get me to play traveling. Like they told me about him, but like I just never talked to him or seen him.
Mm-hmm.
But then like when he kind of like introduced himself and I was like, oh, that's who they were talking
okay.
about.
And I was like, oh my God, what does this poor kid think?
So no, then honestly, I felt like it was like, that felt good because, like, you know, I was young. It was like I'm getting like scouted.
Yeah,
kind of how it felt. So it was dope. I remember that day like it was yesterday. But
yeah, it does not seem like that many years ago.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I feel like after that, the rest is kind of history. Like he kind of took you under his wing, got you playing basketball. Your mom was good with it. And then like just as, you know, Justin kept coaching you and bringing you and getting you where you needed to be, then you just started to be, we started to see you and hang out with you, and we just started to include you in everything we did. And now you're a senior in high school. Yeah, I don't even know how that's possible. Mackie, do you remember any of that, or do you have anything to say?
I don't really know what to say.
Yeah, you're a man of not a lot of words.
I remember all that,
Yeah. Do you remember that soccer practice when I was like, oh my God, Justin went and talked to this?
I remember that. I was like, remember you told him that.
All right, so since, let's kind of go back a little bit. So since that happened, then you started playing, just traveling basketball for like Anoka Ramsey with Justin. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you did some, and like feel free to add, because I haven't, I go to some of your games. I'm excited to go to all your varsity games.
So.
But so then you guys started like playing like season. And this was, were you still in eighth grade or had you been to ninth grade yet?
No, actually, yeah, we have, because after my freshman year of high school, he coached the Minnesota Magic team.
Yeah,
and
then
I
played
on that for the summer.
And what's that called again? AAU.
Yeah, AAU. Yeah, so I played AAU that year because it was Justin and Lloyd that was coaching that year.
Oh, that was when Chris was coaching? Okay.
Yeah, so they coached us pretty heavy that year. I liked it. Met a lot of people. Like, you know, like Max Buzzley and stuff like that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I still talk to them to this
That was
day.
A good team you guys had.
Yeah. I miss them. I miss talking to them. But they're just so far, though. They live, like, all the way south. Like,
yeah, way south metro.
Yeah.
I follow Max on Instagram, so I see him. And it's fun to see those kids because I haven't seen them in real life for a minute.
Yeah.
And so, like, just seeing them grow up is crazy. Like, you guys used to be little boys, and now you're, like, men.
Max is taller than me now. He's about, like, 6'4".
Really?
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
I saw, like, his prom photos from last year, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I just ran into them at the state fair when I was there. I went on the Saturday, I believe, after we went on that Friday.
Oh, you went the next day?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Because everyone just, like, all since, like, the last Saturday, you know, everyone should try to go, you know, so especially, like, the college people being back for, like, the short amount of time. So we all kind of just met up down there and just, you know, did whatever.
Did you go shoot basketball hoops at the Midway?
I missed like really bad again.
You did.
I don't know why. Like, I just can't get a grip on those balls. Like,
it's a weird setting. And
it's
like everyone is so close to you.
Yeah. And I shoot the ball so high. So, like, I don't want to, like, shoot it all
over the backboard.
It's on top of, like, no, because they have that net on the top. So, like, if I shoot it that high, it
you
was, like,
hit it and it goes down.
No, I get stuck up there if I shot it like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got kind of nervous. And plus, there's, like, so many people, too. Like, you don't really have that much.
It's like a mob of people in that area. And then if you were with a bunch of your friends and they're all shooting, like, that's a lot of people.
So many.
So then you played. Okay, so you played for the Magic, and then you played for another AAU team that Justin didn't coach, I feel like.
No, I didn't really play for any AAU teams, but, like, for the weekend, I'll just, like, you know, hop on for, like, a tournament. Because I started working a lot, so I wasn't really able to just play full-time.
Because that's in the summertime.
Yeah, but if I had, like, time on the weekends, or if I just wasn't, like, drained from work, because I was, you know, doing lawn care, so I was outside for 12 hours a day, you know, just working, so.
Exhaustion, for sure.
So whenever I had the chance to really, you know, go play some basketball on the weekend, like, for a team, because I had a lot of teams, like, text me and, like, ask me to play, like, but I couldn't, like, tell them I could, like, you know, really commit to them and play full time. But whenever I'm free on the weekends, like, you know, I can just hop on for a tournament and, you know, I'll play, you know, when I can. But
that's nice that they let you do that.
Yeah, I like that too.
All right. So your life, like, as a senior now, like, this is your last year of high school and life changes next year. So yeah. What do you feel like life looks like for you right now?
Right now, I kind of like thought about this a lot because, like, it did hit me that, like, now I'm a senior. Like, even just like with academics and everything, like, you know, I can't mess up because it's my life. I don't have any like years left. So, like, everything like has to be serious. Like, not like everything, but like school wise, especially.
You don't get another chance after this.
Get another chance. So, you know, it's got to grind it out for now. You know, I know I can do it because I do it every year, you know, but.
Just trying to stay on top of it and get where you need to be and just be done.
Yeah. But yeah. I kind of just have, like, a lot of stuff just, like, planned for me this year, like, you know, senior trips and, you know, things like that. Just trying to, like, go to, like, everything I can because, you know,
live it up. This is you can make a lot of really good memories this year. If you, we've been trying to tell that to McCoy as he's entering high school. Like, this is really one of the, like, highlights of your life. You can really make it a ton of fun if you meet a lot of friends and do a lot of stuff.
That's definitely how it is, you know. You have to socialize too to really be able to like get invited to these things or just like have. No, you can have your fun by yourself, but like, you know, when you have friends at your school, you know, just like that little friend group, you know, you guys just, you know, do whatever, you know.
You can do nothing, or you can do a ton of stuff and still just have a really good time and make a lot of memories.
You know, just after school or something, guys just go eat or something, go hang out. Like that's really good to have like a strong friend group in high school, because it does go by fast, like.
Like people tell you, like, when you're ninth grade, like, it's going to go so fast. And you're like, no, it's not. It's going to 4 years is a long time. It's going to take forever. And now here you are.
That's crazy. Like, I'm a senior now. Like, I just, like, you know, even like with basketball, I want to hear like them call my name starting senior now. You know, I remember when they were saying starting freshman, you know what I mean? So.
Which is seriously a huge honor to be a freshman varsity player. Yeah, I mean, that was a good feeling for me. Like, my AJ is a freshman playing varsity. That's so awesome.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Huh. Mackie's excited for you to come back to Anoka because he wants to see his, you know, senior brother at high school. Makes him feel cooler. But you see, like, Kamari and you see Terrell. Yeah. You see some of them. They look so, like, man, and you're just this little kid. So that's kind of funny.
Dope to see. I can't wait to see Mackie at school.
He needs he needs some help to just kind of get livened up and you know, kind of help him build that like social circle of hanging out with people who are gonna be longtime friends with him. Right. And you know, he's just a real. Believe it or not, he's kind of shy.
Not even that shy. I just don't know like what to say if I were to go talk to someone. Like, that's just it. I just don't know how.
Just gotta get introduced.
I feel like you used to be a little more quiet too when you were younger. You've come a long way.
Yeah, because especially just like high school and stuff in general. Like I always like just seeing people like just have their friend groups and like, you know, just seeing friend groups like do stuff together in high school. Like I just like, you know, really miss. I just like wanted to be like part of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I end up being part of that and end up having like a lot of fun. Like, you know, just doing. The dumbest things, you know, just biking around the entire city all day.
You learn to swim.
Yeah, I learned to swim everything. COVID year, all we could really do is swim. I mean, we couldn't really go anywhere.
No, everywhere was closed. Yeah.
So we just go to the dock in downtown Anoka, swim all day.
Chill.
Yeah.
And I think it's impressive, too, that your high school career, you know, you had to survive COVID.
Yeah.
And then now not being like actually in the high school and still having those close friends and big friend groups. I mean, I think that says a lot about your personality.
Yeah.
So, all right. So far, what's your proudest achievement?
My proudest achievement. I feel like it was everything from sophomore year because I was going through a lot my sophomore year. Like out of all the years, like I've like been alive. Like, I was going through like a really rough breakup and everything. Like, I was just like sad all the time.
Yeah.
And I was not able to overcome that. And I had a really good sophomore year. Like Fresh Coast Hoops posted me and everything. Like got a lot of recognition from that. And like had tons of teams. Like I've always like hoped to like be on their teams like when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And like they all just like DM me on Twitter and stuff like that. So that felt good.
Uplifting.
Yeah, I was getting invited to like a lot of like camps and stuff like that. And I had like college coaches like following me on Twitter and stuff like that. So that felt really good. And plus like before that, I didn't really like know anyone outside of like Anoka and Andover, but like even I was one up like from basketball, like I gained like a lot of friends from that. Like people just following me, like just always wanting to hang out and stuff like that.
And people see you like play games and they see you like on social media and they're like, who is this guy? Like we want to know him. That's kind of, that is super cool.
And I met like the most friends like my sophomore year. Like I met so many people. And then like once I like got out of Anoka and like started to expand, like, you know, hanging out with like more people, like doing more different things, more different stuff. Like I just was having a lot of fun and like, you know, bounced back from like just being sad and everything. So that was good.
Pulled you out of that.
Yeah.
I think, you know, a lot of people say bad things about social media for being in high school because there's a lot of like bullying and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I think like the other side of that is there is a lot of positivity, especially if you're in sports,
right?
Because it really is letting people kind of see into your life and see who you are and see what you are capable of.
Yeah.
You know, when you get posted on those basketball highlight reels, that's so cool.
Right, yeah.
You know, and then people, yeah, people are very intrigued and want to get to know you. All right, so with this being your senior year of high school, where do you see, what do you see for your future? What are your plans or your goals?
My plans for the future, what I'm really looking at now is like just majoring right now. I'm feeling like I want to do something in the engineering field, so I probably won't play basketball in college. I might try because, you know, it's a JUCO, it's a ARCC. So I'm going to try to go there for my first 2 years to do my socials and my generals because plus it's just way more cheaper on me like
and
that.
And close and easy to get. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I'm probably going to try to transfer after doing my generals and socials at ARCC. So like when I apply for a job or something like that, you know, it looks good on my transcript. Like if I go to like some university, like University of Minnesota or like St. Thomas or like some big school, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's where I kind of see like my college future going.
So that's kind of your next steps for after senior year is to go to Anoka for a little, Anoka Ramsey for a little bit.
Yeah.
Will you play basketball for them?
I might. I've been thinking about it. Like Justin really knows like, could they have a new
coach? Oh, yeah. They do have a new coach. Yeah.
So, and he's like really, I remember like I seen Justin talk to him a lot of times and he said like, you know, he can easily get me on the team. So I was like, you know, I'll think about it. You know, I probably will because, you know, I just like, I like basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball. So
it keeps you active. It keeps you in shape.
Right. Yeah. So
what do you think about, I don't know how this works because I've never been through this. But if you get to where you need to be academically.
Yeah.
What are the, you know, is there a possibility for any kind of basketball scholarship for a college to be like, we really think that you play great basketball, your grades aren't the best, but we can still get you in on some kind of athletic scholarship?
Yeah, I mean, now they changed the, like the NCAA changed like the rules for like GPA, I believe. The GPA, like, you know, like the lowest it can be is like a 2.5 or something like that, so...
Oh, 2.5. Okay. Isn't that all C's though?
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, that's doable.
Yeah.
But so just like something like if you said, if you're grinding and you get there, I mean, that could be an option.
Yeah. So
just kind of keeping your options open, but you have like a good solid plan.
Yeah.
To just depend on. That's right, really good.
For college, like just like with like the schooling in general, I kind of like been thinking about that a lot because just like with people in general, like all the seniors and stuff I used to talk to that graduated now, they're, you know, they're just telling me like, you know, you should start thinking about what you want to do now because, you know, you're going to need like all the time in the world to really think about that because, you know, you really have to like devote your life to like, you know, one thing. And
it's hard to make that decision. I mean, even now, I feel like if I was in high school and I had to figure out like what I wanted to go to college for the rest of my life, I don't even know if I would still know at this point in my life. And I've been in the workforce for 30 years. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a hard decision. And you just really don't know like what a job or a career involves until you're like doing it every day too. You know, like we have a lot of ideas of what we think something is. And then there's also like a lot of jobs out there that we don't even know are an option.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you want to be an engineer. Do you know like what kind of engineer you want to be or what field of engineering you would want to go into?
I've been thinking about going into the software engineering, like, you know, like doing
computer,
like
the computer stuff. IT.
Yeah. For like, you know, like big companies like Google or something like that. I just kind of always been interested in that because my dad used to talk to me about that a lot because that's what he wanted to do, you know? So I kind of get like the idea from him, honestly.
Are you pretty tech savvy?
Yeah. And I want to, like, I like to, like, know like a lot of stuff about technology and want to know more. So that'd be like, you know, good for me. And plus, like, I've been like working like physical labor and stuff like that. I used to think that's what I wanted to do, but I can't do that for
it. Kills
my
you.
Life. Like, I'm already, I don't even want to go back and like work there next summer because of how like bad it was, because it was so hot and everything. It's just so draining every day, you know?
Yeah. And it, I mean, by the time you're 35 or 40, like, your back is ruined, your neck is ruined, you need a shoulder replacement.
Yeah, because my back, like, already hurts, like, now from doing that all summer.
Yeah, and you're, like, super in shape, too. Right. I know Mackie said he wanted to be a roofer, and we're like, you shouldn't do that. maybe in the summer when you're a kid, but definitely not long-term, because that will kill your body. Okay, if
that's
you...
I'm playing.
If grades didn't matter, money didn't matter... what is your dream? What's the dream college that you'd want to play collegiate basketball for?
Ooh, if I was to pick any college?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. I mean, I've always liked Kentucky. Like, I've always watched their game. I like Gonzaga a lot, too. Who else? Kansas.
Okay.
But if I was to pick out of those three, I'd definitely try to go to Kansas. Just because I watch their game so much. I like the way they play. Like,
you like the coaching and everything there, too?
Yeah, I would love to play basketball at Kansas, and they're just really good, too, on top of that. And it's a hard school to really get an offer from or, you know, go to. You have to be like, you know.
Really, really, yeah. Like, high academics and athletics, yeah. What is your favorite memory with us? Me, Justin, Mackie, or one of the three? Anything in between there?
Honestly, I'd say when we went to Wisconsin Dells.
Okay.
For our tournament in eighth grade. That was our eighth grade tournament, right?
Yeah, Wisconsin Dells. Oh, the first time. That's when that guy was yelling at me when Justin parked the car in a funny place and you were getting real mad.
Was that the time?
Was that the first time? I'm trying to think.
No, it wasn't. That was the second time.
What was the first time?
I don't remember.
Okay, so the first time we stayed at Kalahari.
Yeah.
And the second time we stayed at the Wilderness.
Yeah.
Okay. I know, they kind of blur together. All right, yeah. So the first time.
I like that. And also Texas, too.
Texas. Justin's like, he's going to say Texas.
Texas, too. That was, like top two moments of, like, my life. Like, because I've never been out of the state, really.
Okay.
You know, it was just, like, an adventure, being able to, like, go through all these states and, like, see all these other states. And I thought Texas was beautiful. They had a lot of stuff, you know.
Is that the first time you've seen the ocean?
First time ever. And they were just, like, all the places that we went, like, was just really dope. Like, I just had, like, a really good time the entire time I was there. Like, I just never was bored because, like...
Even all that car time?
In the car time, I would just put my AirPods on and just sleep.
Yeah.
And then we'd wake up and then, you know, we're on the road doing something else. So, that was really dope.
Yeah, you guys would wake up and be like, what state are we in? Oh, my gosh, that was a long drive. Yeah, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to homecoming? It's next week. I was trying to ask Mackie, are you going to homecoming?
I want
to
ask my friends. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
For me, I'm going to the homecoming game, but not really many people above, like, it's really just like a freshman, sophomore thing. Really,
dance,
like,
for the dance?
Yeah, for the dance and stuff like that. It's kind of like just for them, but like the high school, like the high schoolers that are like juniors and seniors, like the upperclassmen, like they'll probably still like an after party or something if we win or.
And if you lose, is it like a bad vibe?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because usually the homecoming game's like super packed. Everyone goes and, you know, we rush the field afterwards. You know, we win, but.
Is Anoka, are they no losses right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, undefeated. That's
what, team right now, but. They decided to put the best team for our
homecoming. Who is it?
Maple Grove.
Oh, they're good.
We're winning. No,
we're going to win. We're putting it out there in the universe.
We're
going Anoka.
We're going to win by one touchdown.
We're going to kill them like a tornado.
I hope we win because that'd be really good, you know.
And it's always way funner when you win. Yeah. I know we were asking Mackie, are you going to go to the game? Are you going to go to the dance? And then, I don't know. So lame.
I know
you
I am.
To the games. You can go on the. I can bring you down to like the senior side and you can be all the way to the bottom. You have to I'm serious.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna. Is it Tuesday? Is it on a Tuesday or is it on a Friday?
It might be on a Friday just because.
Usually,
it's
I feel like it is. Yeah,
Friday.
Because the last three games have been on a Friday. So
okay, I feel
I
like
think
they usually
might be
are
scheduling it like that this time.
Okay, little pivot. Best song or rapper right now? Because Justin and I, we usually base our playlists off of your opinions, and it's been a minute since I've known what you're listening to.
I've kind of like fell down into like country music
like
a little bit. Like I just like jam to that a little bit now.
I can't do that.
But if for like rappers, I really like Post Malone.
Yeah.
I listen to him a lot.
Posty.
I love Posty. Who else is pretty good right now? Drake. I love Drake. Yeah, he's dropping a new album. Like
he's been good forever, I think. Yeah. So is Posty. I've liked him forever.
Yeah. Who else? Who else do I listen to a lot?
Who's your country person right now?
Just Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, everyone.
Just jam out to that.
Everyone loves him. All right, money isn't a thing. What shoes are you wearing right now?
What shoes am I wearing right now?
Not literally, but if money isn't a thing and you could be wearing whatever you wanted on them feet.
That's a tough one.
That's such an easy one for me.
I want it. What's yours?
The Travis Scott's.
Oh, you've wanted those forever.
Oh, I should have said that. I love every Travis Scott sneaker there is.
Yeah.
But they're so expensive.
I know. Like,
that's why I said, that's why I'm like, money ain't a thing, because it is always a thing. Yeah. That's why not most people are wearing Travis Scott's.
Yeah, they're all like $1,000 a piece. I mean, because it's Travis Scott. He's like one of like the biggest like artists right now. Like he's
been on the map for a bit.
Yeah. Like, especially now, like he's selling out like stadiums and stuff like that. And like all of his concerts have been crazy recently. Like people have been dying at his concerts stuff. Like
that would make me not want to go. But I mean, maybe that's a pull for some people.
Yeah. Yeah. I like a lot of these rappers, but like I kind of like, you know, slow down listening on them a little bit, because like a lot of them just like turn demonic, like out of nowhere, like. Losing,
getting angry,
Playboi Carti and stuff like that. Like they're just making like emo music now. It's like, bro, come on, like, why?
Don't bring me down.
Like, if you're to go look at Doja Cat's like Instagram now, it's like, what? Like she just changed.
Never been a Doja fan, but yeah. All right, favorite IG account to follow.
The favorite account, I'd say like Bleacher Report, because like they post like everything, like, you know, the UFC fights.
Okay.
They just kind of keep you updated, like with everything that's going on.
All the sports.
Yeah, like everything that goes on within the sport. You know, like this person, you know, just signed this much. You know, like just every sport, anything that's going on. Like, you know, they just constantly are posting. Like,
so you can watch nothing and just go on there and know what's going on in the athletic world.
Yeah, pretty much. Like in any sport you really want to find, like they post everything on there. So yeah, like swimming, tennis, golf, like basketball, UFC, like you can find anything on there. Like if you want to like find some like news about like what's really going on, you know. So yeah, like using that to just like, just when I'm bored, I kind of just use it and just, you know, see what's going on.
Yeah. So. Do you have anything that you want to talk about or ask Mackie or I?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm putting you on the spot, so you don't have to. I just didn't want to like cut you off if you did.
Yeah, I just had to think about that. I don't know.
All right, so I have one more question for you that you don't know is coming. And then me and Mackie's going to do a Would You Rather, and then I have a funny joke to tell, and then we'll let you share your social medias, okay?
Okay.
All right, so my last question for you is, who do you like more, Kelly or Justin?
Oh, wow.
Be honest, though.
Be honest? I don't know if I can pick. I don't want to hurt any feelings.
No, you don't hurt any feelings.
If Justin was here, just say it's Justin if it's not.
Well, we do, just because that's me and Mackie's default is to just make him happy. Yeah.
Don't tell him I said this, but Kelly.
Whatever. You're just trying to butter me up right now.
Don't tell him I said that. I don't want to have to fight him later.
You're getting closer to be able to beat him up.
Yeah.
All right, Mackie, do you have a Would You Rather for us?
No.
You always say that. You know you do.
I do.
Okay.
Like an app for it?
No, he just has to find like where he saved it on his phone.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't... You just looked it up. Now you don't remember it?
I have one, dude.
How many?
I have like four.
Four today?
Five.
Okay.
I think I have five.
All right, let's go.
So Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
Ooh.
Pepsi, because I like Diet Mountain Dew so much.
I'd say Coke.
I like Pepsi. Like, I don't know. Pepsi is just, I don't know.
You love Coke, though.
I know, but Pepsi is just better.
Pepsi's a little sweeter. You love Sprite.
Yeah, I do love Sprite. I love it.
Spicy.
All right, apple pie or pumpkin pie?
Pumpkin.
Definitely apple for me. I just don't like the texture of pumpkin.
Of pumpkin?
Yeah. I love pumpkin.
Yeah, I love pumpkin too.
French toast or waffles?
French toast.
Yeah, French toast.
French toast.
Yeah. You're an Eggo guy.
I know, but like, what? You like, used to. I don't even eat them that much.
Okay.
Domino's pizza or Pizza Hut pizza?
Domino's.
Domino's too. Lava cakes.
Lava
I don't know if I've ever ate Pizza Hut. So
actually, no?
Yeah. So
Domino's. Even that one that's right there in Anoka, you've never. Interesting. It's not. You're not really missing out.
All right, McDonald's or KFC?
McDonald's.
Yeah, McDonald's.
That's no comp right there.
McDonald's for sure. That's
all.
My favorite.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's all I had.
All right, I have a funny joke.
You're selling.
And then we're about done. Oh, high five. Whoa. I got butterfingers. I got butterfingers. Okay, ready? Here comes.
I was looking at you like, Mom, get it together.
Where do pirates buy their hooks at? Secondhand stores. Get it?
I took you a little while to process that.
Because they don't have a hand, they got a hook. Okay. Yeah. All right, AJ, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on my Instagram. My user is AnthonyHowzy_Howzy, HOWZE. My Snapchat's AJ.Howzy. And my Twitter is AJHowzy, but with three E's.
Three E's. Howzy.
Howzy.
Someone's taking my username. Like,
oh no, yeah, there's another. There's more AJ Howzies.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on the podcast, AJ. Yeah. Mackie, always. And if you want to be in our podcast, just send us a message and we have room for you. Other than that, we'll talk to you next time. And I'm so excited. Do you know when your first varsity game is?
December 2nd.
Oh, it's a ways away.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for that. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of On Our Best Behavior. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to get your sticker for $5. Venmo and DM us your address to receive. Also, you can follow us on all social media platforms. You can email us with any questions or contents, or if you want to be a guest on our podcast at onourbestbehavior@yahoo.com. We are on Instagram at onour_bestbehavior. You can follow us on TikTok and Facebook at onourbestbehavior. I'm on Twitter at podcastkelly. You can follow Mackie, Matt McCoy, on Xbox at @0blitches, or he's on Snapchat at macdog_O21. Have a great day.